Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. This is Sue Storm, your host, and I am so happy to be here one more time. And today we are talking about the Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles book, and that is so wonderful. It's the first book that I wrote, and Archangel Michael had a big hand in this book. This is something that is very important to all of you out there. And today we are talking about the health chapter. Last week we talked about the money chapter, and now the health chapter. And if you'd like to follow along and get a copy of the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book, and you can call me at 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790, or purchase it off of theangellady.net. If you're international, go to amazon.com. Okay, here we go. The health chapter. The first angel specialist is Archangel Raphael, because he works with healing and compassion. Our next angel is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, who's the angel of strength. And certainly strength is very, very important. Blake is the angel of comfort. Eileen is the angel of happiness. And Florence is the angel of compassion. So those are the first angels that we're going to start out with. Now, if you would like to call me, find out the names of your angels, ask questions or make comments about health, please call 887-876-5227. To be on the show and call me right now, it's 887-876-5227. And if you are calling to get copies of the Angel First Aid book, we have another number, but I won't give it to you right this minute because I don't want to get confused. So 887-876-5227 to call in now, and we're going to talk about health. If you have questions or if there's any other subject that you want to bring up, if you want affirmations, a message from your angels, ask questions about your angels and how they help you in your life, whatever it is, give me a call. Okay, so the very beginning of the chapter says, optimal health allows a person's life to be filled with pep and vitality. And that's what we all need, because even our money, our happiness, even our relationships, if we have pep and vitality to put into them, things are going to work out better. So people who have good health feel youthful and enthusiastic. When a person's mind, body, and spirit is in harmony, it is easy to create success and to enjoy a greater sense of prosperity. With the help of the angels, everyone can be energetic and approach life with zest. That's the way I like it, approaching life with zest. When you wake up in the morning, you're excited about your day. You're doing something that means something to you, not just going to a job, but doing something that means something to you. You have good health and vitality, And that's exactly what a wonderful day should be like. And I want to talk to you about chi, because chi energy is exactly what creates health. And if you have an opportunity to take a Tai Chi class or a Qi Gong class or work with chi, yoga even works with chi, learn Reiki, healing. Reiki works with, they call it Qi, K-I, but it's really chi, depending on which language you speak. So if you are feeling down or don't have enough energy, or you want to just make your life healthier, start working with your chi. Learn about it. Study it. How does it work? And what strengthens your chi? Barry, again, is the angel of strength. See if he can figure out a way to help you. Ask him to help you strengthen your chi. All right. The next thing we're going to do is a remedy that is called Power of Eight. I love this remedy. It's very simple, and it's very interesting. Okay, here we go. This is how you do Power of Eight. If you have a little pain, or if you have an area that you want to energize for some reason, then take your finger and draw an eight in that area. And the center of the cross of the eight is where is the center of either the pain or the area you want to energize. So let's just say you have a little pain in your knee. Then you take the eight and you draw it on your knee and you crisscross over the center of the knee. And here we go. If you want to balance your electromagnetic field, if you've been around things that throw off your electromagnetic field and you want to balance it, and things that throw it off would be hair dryers, cell towers, microwave ovens, cellular phones, all of this will throw off your electromagnetic field. And one of the simple, easy ways to balance it out is to do the eight on the side, which is the infinity sign, and then take your arm and put it out in front of you. And then just draw an eight on the side, and when the where you crisscross, make it the center of your body, and that's going to bring balance into your being. So try that with me. Your hand is moving in front of you. It's crisscrossing in front of your body. I mean, I'm noticing a difference. See if you don't feel the difference as the motion. It brings balance to the health and health to your body. Try these exercises. They're really fun. Another one is called Medium Blue. And again, these are the remedies in the health chapter of the Angel First Aid book. And if you want to call me, my number is 887-876-5227 on Angel Talk on the BBS Radio Network. So if you're calling bbsradio.com, or 887-876-5227, then and make your call quickly. You can find out the names of your angels. You can ask questions, and you can give me some comments on health. Do you have a suggestion I don't know that my angels haven't told me? I'd love to hear it, so give me a call. All right. The next remedy is called Medium Blue, and Medium Blue is done this way. If you can think of a royal blue or a cobalt blue, that's medium blue. And this is the way you do it. You think of the color, and then you bring the color into your body. So let's just think of medium blue at the top of your head, and feel it going all the way through your body, coming out your fingertips, coming out your toes, and just going all the way through your body. And if there's a special area that needs some extra help, use this as a spiritual salve. And take the medium blue and put it in that area and let it go right through your body and just feel it and see if it doesn't spark you up and help you heal. They're giving me another suggestion right now. This is very interesting. they're telling me, for those of you, and probably of the female sex that have cellulite or cellulite, that medium blue is a good color to think of in your thighs and in the area where the cellulite is seems to hang out and cause you emotional disturbance because you can't figure out how to get rid of it. So think of medium blue in that area and shake it up, shake it up. Always cellulite can be removed with exercise and with massage too. Those are good things to do. But for some reason, as I'm talking to you right now, they're saying use the color medium blue. So while it's going through your body, think of it in your thighs or your buttocks or whatever it's settled. And let's see if they can't clear out the toxins and get you better. All right. Now, my favorite remedy for vitality and for losing weight. If you've got some difficulty and you want to lose weight or you want to maintain the weight that you have, the very best remedy is called Vitality Plus. In fact, if you just want extra energy and there's only one remedy out of the Angel First Aid books that you want to do, Vitality Plus is the one I suggest. So here we go. What you do is you take your left hand and put it on your throat, and you take your right hand and put it down at your side. This is best done when you're standing up so that your right hand can go all the way down your side and fingers can be pointing at the floor. And then you start turning clockwise. And you turn and you turn and you turn and you start and you sort of pump yourself up. You're pumping up your metabolism. You're pumping up your thyroid gland. And this is just and giving yourself a general lift. This is just absolutely the best remedy that I have found, because as your energy is strong, so is your ability to manifest. And your ability to stay healthy and your ability to bring in money, because Vitality Plus is the one remedy that I recommend for just about everything. If it's down to one, that's the one. All right, so you've got your hand down at your side. You're turning it clockwise, making your wrist move. Your arm is basically staying straight. Your elbow is straight and your wrist is moving. Fingers pointing towards the floor. And do that about 40 times, turning it around 40 times. However, if you're in a hurry and you don't have time to do 40 circles with your hand, it doesn't matter. Do 10, do 20. But at least get yourself started. I know one of my clients told me that she wanted to lose weight. And in the morning when she got up, she had a two-story house. On the way down the stairs, she would put her left hand on her throat, her right hand down at her side, do this. And she lost 3 pounds in about a week. So I know this works. And I encourage you, I support you, I encourage you in getting your body healthy and strong and getting rid of the toxins and keeping yourself up and vital and young. One of the things I've noticed is that people stay and act and look much younger when they do the remedies from the Angel First Aid books. I can't explain why, unless it's just getting the angels in on their side and letting the angels help them. But they definitely are better when they do the use the Angel First Aid books and the remedies in them. Okay, let's go back to the angels that work with health. And we have Gunther. What an interesting name, Gunther. He is the angel of fitness. And then we have Mira, M-I-R-R-A, and she's the angel of the healing arts. And Peter, the angel of health. And Robert, the angel of balance. And Solomon, the angel of security. And those are all the angels that can help you with your strength, with your vitality, with your zest for life. Another thing that I want to say is a little saying that I love. If you have your health, you have your wealth. And I'm going to repeat that again, because that's really interesting. If you have your health, you have your wealth. So if you were listening last week to the money chapter and you're thinking of additional ways to bring in wealth and prosperity and fast cash.
We have a caller?
Okay.
I'll put him online. Take me a few seconds.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Sue. This is Marty.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
I'm okay. You?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, great. I know we're talking about health today.
Yeah, and it's really exciting. We've got a good chapter going today.
Well, I think we got it figured out. I apologize for that. I think the settings are correct now.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Can you hear me, Marty?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good.
So I was wondering if the angels had any advice for me to become more healthy, because I'm very interested in improving my health.
I missed one word in that. If the angels have more advice for you in becoming
more healthy.
More healthy. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty obvious. All right. Let me ask them.
Yeah.
Let me see what they say. Well, they tell me that when your attitude is good, when you're thinking positive and you're busy and you're excited about what you're doing, your health is better. Is that true?
Well, yeah.
Okay, good. And so they're saying the secret to keeping you healthy is keeping you excited about your life and what you're doing and your painting. They tell me your painting is expression, and so it helps clear out things, and they're saying that really helps your health.
I don't doubt it. I finished one yesterday.
Good.
And I started another one. Well, I'm working on a new one.
Okay. Great. And that always helps you with your health.
Let me see if
they have any other advice.
Okay.
You don't drink milk at all, right?
Actually, I do. I drink the kind of milk without the lactose.
Okay. Because that's what they were saying. They were saying to drink more milk, and I didn't think you did, but okay. Yeah, they're saying to drink more milk.
Uh-huh.
It kind of settles your stomach.
Oh.
Okay.
I could do that.
Okay, good. Do you have any advice on health? Today I was opening up the show to people giving us their suggestions too. What do you think is a good principle of good health?
Well, lately I've been reading about fermented foods and adding those to the diet. Remember the Maker's Diet?
Oh, yes, okay.
Do you remember reading anything about the Maker's Diet? I forget that guy's name. Who was proposing it a lot?
Right.
I can find his name easily. Jordan Rubin.
Okay, right.
And he recommends fermented food.
And what is it? Tell us what fermented food is. What are you talking about?
Well, it's like
cottage cheese. Is that fermented food?
No, more like yogurt.
Oh, yogurt is okay.
And more like vegetables, like kimchi or different kinds of vegetables that have been fermented, and
how about kefir?
Oh yeah, kefir's
kefir
a,
part of that.
Yeah, kefir's a fermented food. Absolutely, I wish I liked the taste of it.
That's good.
I'm trying to other ones that are working because those are probiotic foods.
Okay.
And what they're saying is that if you eat probiotic foods every day, you help restore the healthy flora in your intestines. And there's that wonderful line about the road to good health is paved with good intestines.
Right, that's right. That's right. I think that's what I was telling you too about the attitude and the enthusiasm.
I think that's... I know those are important.
I think that's really wonderful.
So that's my suggestion for today.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. And
okay.
Next week's chapter is going to be on inner peace.
Oh, I love that one.
Okay. So I'll give you a week to think about it.
Okay. Thanks. Have a wonderful night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome back to Angel Talk. We had our little break, and now we've got the number for you to call in is 887-876-5227, and the subject for today is health, and we're talking about the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book. If you'd like to get a copy of that book or talk to me directly, do a reading with me, have a some advice on your health and vitality or prosperity, you can call me at 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. All right, here we go again. We're doing Picture of Health. That's a remedy from the Angel First Aid book. And the way you do this is you visualize good health. Even if your health isn't perfect right now and you have a little this or a little of that, visualize perfect health. So think about it. Close your eyes and just make a picture. Draw in your mind's eye the things that you would like to do, the vitality that you'd like to have, the youth, the excitement. Use your mind to bring in the picture of health, and do every little thing that you'd like to do. I mean, spend some time on this. Paint a mural if you need to. Do the things that you would like to do with perfect health. Would you go skiing? Would you go dancing? What would you do? How would you change your life? What would be important to you? So once again, we have Picture of Health. It's a remedy in the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book. And when you're all finished drawing your picture of health, invite the angels to help generate enthusiasm for a healthier way to live and bring it into reality. Notice that you are beginning to feel better, and then thank the angels for their uplifting and generous support. And one thing I have to say is the angels are very, very happy to offer generous support. They are amazing. And if you invite them into your life, if you talk to them, if you enjoy them, you will find that they are absolutely and positively amazing and what they can do. Okay. Now, I want to talk about the affirmation, Healthy Body is the name of the remedy, and the affirmation is, I have a harmonious relationship with my healthy body. And then think about all the things that you would like to have that you could do with your body. You know, love your body, enjoy it. Think about it working really well. Encourage it. And when you're saying, I have a healthy relationship with my body, place your fingertips in the center of the temples on the side of your head and just tap gently. And then say out loud, I have a harmonious relationship with my healthy body. And you repeat this affirmation with the tapping motion. If you want to, you can tap in a circle, but just tap on your temples and then say it at least five times. I have a harmonious relationship with my healthy body. And think about this, and then do the exercise two or three times during the day. And if you want to, you can say, I have a harmonious relationship with a prosperous body. Because after all, if you have been listening to my radio shows, the Angel Talk programs that we've had in the past, you know that you manifest through your body. So, and we've talked about that many times. And so this was another one. You tap on your temples and you say, I have a harmonious relationship with my prosperous body. Abundance runs in your body. Yes. Okay. Well, let's talk about the affirmations that go with health. Since we're on that subject, I am a happy and healthy person. I am happy and healthy. I am happy and healthy. So when you say an affirmation, you can make it rhyme, you can say it with enthusiasm, you can give it a pattern or a pulse to it. I am a happy, healthy person. Do something with it that sounds fun, something that's interesting. And if you're teaching this to your children or to teenagers or to young people, certainly put it in a sing-songy or in a kind of a funny way, in a way that just makes it more entertaining, I guess. And here is another one. We were talking to Marty about his health issues, and it goes along with that. I have a positive attitude. I have a positive attitude. And the third affirmation in the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book is, I have a strong mind and body. I have a strong mind and body. And here's another one. And this one I really like. And this is, I am always in present time. Because if you remain in present time, if you're not too far out in the future, if you're not too far in the past, if you're not reliving the past, if you're living in present time, you will be strong and you will be healthy and you will be vibrant, is the word the angels are telling me, vibrant. Let's stop for a minute, because we haven't done this much on Angel Talk, and let's talk about me. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and how do I do this? How do I get these messages? How do I hear the angels? What happened was, when I was a young child, 18 months old, I had a near-death experience. And at that time, I began seeing, hearing, and feeling angels. And they became a part of my life. I really don't know how to live without them. And they're really a part of everybody's life. We just don't know or understand everything about them. So with my angels talking to me, I was able to develop like a sixth sense, so I could feel things, know things, and they can just speak to me, and I understand what they're saying. It's like a voice in my head, an adult male voice, that as a child I called my little man, because I didn't know what it was, and that little man has been in my head and helping me throughout my life. And now he can help you. So if you call in, you can get the names of your angels. You can get a remedy or an affirmation just for you, or you can ask a specific question. And the number to call is 887-876-5227 for bbsradio.com. If you want to benefit from the wonderful relationship that I have with my angels, and you want to ask a question and get information on any subject whatsoever, call me. My direct number for reading is 800-323-1790. And today we are focusing on health. And so if you have a health question, then let me know. Let's see if we can help you, do a personal reading with you to make you better. All right. What are we going to do next? Another remedy that is not in the book. This is one that probably will go in one of my books, but because there are at least two more, if not three more, Angel First Aid books in the work. We're working on them. All right. This is about changing the acid-alkaline balance in your body. This is about learning how to balance your body out, balance your blood sugar, balance your acid alkaline, your pH, balance your pH, and even balance your metabolism. Also, if you have a little bit of indigestion, try this because it can balance your digestion. So this is a simple, easy remedy you can do anywhere. It's better if you close your eyes, but you don't have to. In case you happen to be driving at the time you decide to do this one or with other people and you just need an extra little boost and you need to balance yourself out, try this remedy. You take the area that's an inch and a half below your navel, which is called the dantian. You take that area and you think of a quarter on that area. So not on your navel directly, but about an inch and a half below. You think of either standing up and a quarter is kind of taped to it, or you're lying down and a quarter is placed there. And just think of a quarter on that area and think about it. And just close your eyes and just think about it. And you'll balance out. You'll balance your blood sugar. You'll balance your pH. It's an absolutely wonderful remedy for changing things quickly. If you're having a bad moment, if you're having a bad day, if you need to feel energized, if you just want to get better, if you want more strength, try it. It's simple. It's easy. It doesn't require anything except a very active mind and some visualization. So put a quarter in your mind, an inch and a half below your navel, and if you happen to be lying down and you have some time, put an actual quarter on that. Lay down and put a quarter on down there and just keep visualizing it and feeling it and noticing it. And do that, let's see, I would say for at least 30 to 40 seconds. If you can do it for a minute and a half, it's even better, but at least 40 seconds. And while you're doing it, you can just think about balance, think about health, and angels are saying not to do that. Whoops. They're saying only think about the quarter. You have to visualize the quarter and think about the quarter. Then after you've had your 40 seconds or a minute and a half, whatever you choose with your quarter, then you can think about the other things. They want you focusing directly on that. See? Isn't that exciting how they talk to me? They're not going to let me get off track. They're going to keep me right where I need to be. All right. The next remedy we're going to do is called Energy Tap. And with Energy Tap, you're going to tap certain points, like right under, above your upper lip. Take a couple of fingers and tap above your upper lip. I'm doing that now because you're having trouble hearing me. And then tap below the lower lip. There you go. Somebody's trying it with me. I can tell because I can feel them changing. And then you tap on either side of the collarbone, right where it hits the breastbone. So in the front on your chest, where the collarbone hits the breastbone, tap on either side, or use two fingers from one hand and the thumb from the same hand and tap. Do it from side to side or do it together. There. Okay. And then tap on your tailbone. Mm-hmm. And then tap on the top of your head. And this is called a pick-me-up remedy. Okay, so let's go over them again. You're going to take your fingers and you're going to tap on the area that is, we'll go in a different order this time. We'll go in the order at the bottom of your collarbones where it connects to your breastbone, above the upper lip, below the lower lip, over the tailbone, and on the crown of the head. It picks you up. That's your pick-me-up remedy. Okay, let's go back to our affirmations. I'm trying to go a little bit slower because people tell me that they try to write while I'm speaking, get down all the names of the angels, get down the affirmations. I'm going over them and going a little bit slower so whoever is writing can pick everything up and doesn't miss anything. All right. I have excellent health. And boy, when you believe it, you will. I have excellent health. Next one is, I have a choice in what I do. And I'm going to repeat this two more times. I have a choice in what I do. I have a choice in what I do. I asked Archangel Michael once, what makes ill health? Why are people having so many problems? Why is there so much disease and uncomfort and or discomfort in the world? And what makes that change? And what makes things better? And he said that when you have a choice in what you do, you feel better. And if you stop and think about it, there aren't a lot of things in life that we have a choice about. But if we can turn things around so we believe that we have a choice in a certain matter, then it's going to work out. Instead of thinking, oh, so-and-so hurt me, or so-and-so rejected me, or so-and-so left me, think about them. It was in my highest good to not have that toxic person in my life. So I chose to let them go. Change it around. Make it so you're in power and you have a choice in what you do. I am feeling energetic is the next one. And again, I am feeling energetic. Energetic. If you remember from our past Angel Talk shows, affirmations always start with I am or I have and are something that you are working on convincing your subconscious mind is true. So, I am feeling energetic. I am feeling energetic. Okay. Don, can we take a 20-minute break? And here we are with Angel Talk on the other side of our last break for today. And we are talking about the Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles book. We are discussing the health chapter. I'm Sue Storm, your host. And the number to call in if you'd like to ask questions about your angels or give us some comments that you have on health or happiness is 887-876-5227. So it's bbsradio.com. at 887-876-5227. And we are talking about different ways that the body works and different healing mechanisms and the different affirmations and angel specialists that go with health. Let's go back to the angel specialists again. And we'll talk about how each of them works. That might be a good thing to do. So Archangel Raphael has to do with healing and compassion. If you're in a fix and you just need somebody to help you out quickly, call on Archangel Raphael. Barry is the angel of strength, and he's an angel that, let's check him out in the book, provides endurance and supplies emotional support. So Barry is the angel of strength. And ask your body to be strengthened and let Barry help you. Ask there's the energy in your body to just strengthen you. Put it to work. Let it strengthen you. Our next one is Blake, who's the angel of comfort. And certainly if you're healthy or comfortable. And our definition of Blake is, orchestrates blessings for physical ease and peace of mind. The next one is Eileen, the angel of happiness, and that is her explanation in the Glossary of Angels, is that she gathers sources of joy and contentment.
We have a caller?
Okay, good.
I'll put him on.
Sure. Hi, caller.
Shh.
Hello, caller.
How are you doing?
Are we there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Slightly.
Oh, it's a little low.
Okay.
I'm getting pretty bad. Whoops. I was just wondering, I had a sinus problem.
Okay, can you give me your name?
Oh, yes, Lamont.
And where are you calling from, Lamont?
New York, Orange County.
Oh, okay, good. All right. And you have a sinus problem? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, it's like sinusitis. I don't have no runny noses or sneezing or anything like that, but it's just stuffy.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me give you the little hints that I know about sinuses, all right?
Okay.
Sinus problems usually run with the stomach meridian. It's usually something to do with the stomach. And one of the points that you can put your fingers on is right in the middle of the jaw. It's called the ramus of the jaw. And so if you take your hand and you place it there, or you place it there and take it off and go back and, press in and then take out, hand off in that area, sometimes that helps with the sinuses. Okay. Another sinus point is also a stomach point, and it's, right down on the cheek under the middle of the eye. So is that sore there? If you follow the middle of your eye down into the top of your cheek, is it sore there?
No.
It's not. Okay.
No.
Well, that's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually good. A way to drain your sinuses is there's a little, this is a Chinese remedy. I'm giving you some of the different things that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Is to take your finger and put it at the side of your nose, right near the bottom of your nose,
right.
Near the end of the nostril,
mm-hmm.
and just move it in a little circle. So it's at the bottom of the nostril, and you're moving it, take on one side a little circle. And then go to the middle of the nose on the side and do another little circle or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then go right to the top or the bridge of the nose, right in the eye socket there, and do a little circle. And then do the other side and see if it doesn't help the nose drain.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had an operation, and they opened the passages into the sinus cavity so that it drains right out. It doesn't stay inside.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
But another thing that the angels are telling me right now is, do you eat dairy products?
Not too much.
Okay, because they're telling me when you eat dairy products, it makes it worse.
Yes.
Did that kind of answer your question, or did you have something else?
No, that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. Would you like the names of your personal angels?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's do that. So, you have Jacob, the angel of education, and it feels like more education is coming your way. You're going to be learning more about life and all kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
And Timothy is the wonderful angel because he's the angel of abundance and prosperity. So, there's your money angel. Timothy is the angel of good fortune. And your archangel is Gabriel, and he works with messages and communication. What type of a career are you in?
Right now I'm retired.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm doing a lot of work around the house, but my parents is elderly. So
okay. All right. Well, another thing about your sinuses, when you're doing work around the house, try not to make too much dust because sometimes allergies are part of sinus problems.
Yeah, I wear masks, so thanks.
Oh, good. Well, you're really smart. It looks like you're already going at it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.
I won't miss it. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we were talking about our angels that have to do with health, and let's see. Oh, Gunther, the angel of fitness. I love that name, Gunther. It sounds like he's a He-Man type angel, but Gunther is the angel that provides energy and discipline and supports you when you're exercising. I need Gunther at my side when I'm exercising. So that's what he does. And Mira, M-I-R-R-A, Mira, is the angel of the healing arts. and she's an angel that offers support.
We have another caller.
Oh, good. Okay. Hello, caller.
How are you?
Hi. What's your name?
This is Barry. I live in Tucson.
I'm having a little trouble hearing, Don.
Hello?
Can you hear me
if I speak up?
Yes.
Okay. I've been wanting to ask you, do you distinguish between temporary and permanent angels as the ancient Semitics did, Jews?
Can I have your first name?
This is Barry.
Okay. All right. Temporary and permanent. We have, each of us has three guardian angels that are with us our entire life. I think maybe that's what you call permanent. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, perhaps, but they're planetary. And the permanent angels are assigned stars and, pretty much stars. And the temporary ones arise simultaneously or spontaneously to carry out needs as required. This is all according to the Sefer Yetzirah and the Zohar.
You know what? I think I'm just not familiar with that. It's not what I hear and what I see. So I think you're going to have to ask that question to someone else. I'm not...
Okay, well, to phrase it another way, the permanent angels have seals. Are you familiar with that, the hermetic seals?
No.
They're like little squiggly
that
lines?
That might be a different thing than I deal with.
Well, they all have the same name, that you're referring to. That's why I kind of asked, like Gabriel.
Yeah, I think there's probably different phases of them, different concepts of them. And, that's what they're telling me. There's different concepts of how they work, and I'll explain my concept if you'd like.
Would you? Yes, if you have time.
Sure. What Archangel Michael tells me is that everyone has two guardian angels and one archangel that are with them their entire life and are there for their life's purpose. So what are you here to do? What are you here to learn? That's why those angels are there with you. And then the temporary angels to me would be those that come in and help you when you need them, like Corey, the angel of career development, would come in when you're having a career situation, or Peter, the angel of health, when you're having a health situation. To me, that would be an angel that isn't with you your whole life, but comes in when you need them.
Okay. Can I ask, they also believe that there's one angel that assists in all human births. Do you believe that?
I didn't hear the end of it. One angel that is in... That
assists in all human births throughout the planet.
Hmm.
Although it doesn't stay with that individual,
you know what?
Obviously.
I'm just not getting an answer on that.
Okay, dear. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Wow, our hour went really fast. We only have a few more minutes, so I'm just going to kind of summarize the different things that we've talked about. We've been talking about the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book, and if you want to get a copy, you can reach me at 800-323-1790. And we've been doing the remedies from the health chapter. Next week, we're going to be talking about inner peace. And that should be really exciting because that's something everybody's grabbing for. We need more peace in the world, and we need more peace inside of us. So I hope you will join me next week. This is Sue Storm, your host of Angel Talk. And thank you very much for listening in this week. And we will talk to you on the other side.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.